Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Stopped the Commanders on a fourth down play, got the ball, and Baker Mayfield did this.
First and 10, they're at their own 15-yard line. In motion, Jalen McMillan. It's a fumble, the ball's on the ground! It's out! Does Washington have it? They do! A turnover at the 13!
Just got punched by Fleck! It just got punched!
And so that would lead to a Washington touchdown. The Bucs would then go down and get stopped on 2nd-and-1 and 3rd-and-1 at the 12-yard line. Wind up kicking a field goal rather than taking the lead. And then Washington would go down the field. A big third down run by Jaden Daniels gets the first down. They can take the clock all the way down and line up for what would be the game winner.
Zane Gonzalez looking to send Washington into the divisional round. Snap good, hold down, kick on its way. It is good! The Cardiac Commanders are the Clutch Commanders! They do it again! We'll see you in Detroit!
And Zane Gonzalez kicks in the door and kicks us into the second round of the playoffs!
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, and those guys are out of their minds. But why did they describe the kick as it hitting the right upright?
I know. I did think the same thing. I mean, listen, they're very excited. They were waiting to see if it was good. But, I mean, that is, if you're doing the game on the radio, you really got to put that in there.
You got to say the ball hits inside the upright and goes through and the Commanders win or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they win. 23-20. Yes. That was Washington radio with
that's
the call.
Screaming and yelling.
The best part of the video is London Fletcher, when he says at the end, kicking in the door, he turns to the announcer and like,
is actually kicking, yeah.
Very animated and a lot of fun. Commanders continue to win. They went 12-5, now 13 wins on the season into the postseason, obviously. So many crazy wins. You had the Hail Mary. You had the touchdown at the end with Jaden Daniels a couple of weeks ago in the Eagles game on the fourth down play. I think it was a fourth down play. Here was Dan Quinn. Why does your team seem to win and come up big in the big minutes?
Maybe it's the volume, David, of close games that you've been in. I've been on some teams that were exceptional, but they were maybe not in a lot of close ones. And so when that becomes the norm, I think you live in that moment more often.
Getting those key turnovers, and then, of course, having the electric quarterback that just makes so many different plays.
Who's totally calm in the biggest moments.
And by the way, you know, you got to give Brian Daboll, you got to tip your hat to him, because he was the one in Hard Knocks off season that said, yeah, Jaden Daniels, yeah, I'll trade for him.
Yep. All those picks, too, because they were talking about a lot to give up. So, yeah, but the Commanders weren't moving off of number two, and you know why now.
Here is Daniels, his thoughts on the win postgame.
I don't know. I can't really explain it. Obviously, I'm grateful to have the opportunity. I'm happy for, you know, the fan base, the franchise, everything has been through to get to this point. So I just say, I mean, I'm just grateful and happy for everybody, including myself, too.
He threw for 268 and 2 scores, ran for 36, and, of course, that big first down run that we talked about. On the flip side, Baker Mayfield didn't have the ball a lot. He was 15 of 18 for 185, 2 touchdowns, and, yes, that huge fumble in the fourth quarter. He says, my bad.
That comes back to me, just timing it up correctly. First one all year that happened on, so obviously timing of it not great, being backed up. Defense had just done a hell of a job getting us the ball. Another fourth down stop, and yeah, unfortunate, but that falls on me.
And so their season's over. The Commanders advance. They will play in Detroit on Saturday night. The game prior to that was the game in Philadelphia where the Eagles beat the Packers 22-10. Jalen Hurts threw for 131 yards, but did have touchdown passes to Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert. The Goddard one is hilarious with the two-step arms.
Oh, God.
I'd be bad for that corner.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and then Goddard did the flex in the end zone afterwards. I mean, that's got to be one of the best feelings in the world to do this to a guy and score a touchdown.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Runs over him and then three stiff arms.
Yeah, the way this whole thing starts with the Packers fumbling the kickoff.
Yeah, on a blast of a hit.
I mean, that's the way you want to win a home football game, and you want to start the game just like that.
Here's Nick Sirianni. He knows offensively they didn't do a whole hell of a lot. It wasn't great, but it was good enough, and they are advancing.
We struggled a little bit as an offense, you know, I don't think we had the game that we wanted to have on offense.
But they are moving on. A.J. Brown didn't have the game he wanted to have on offense. You guys talked about the book. Here was a nice detailed explanation from Brown.
That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it a recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. But it's not the first game. You know, it got a lot of points in there. It's a lot of mental game, a lot of mental parts about it. And, you know, but for me, you know, this game is mental. You know, I physically believe I can do anything and everything, but you know, I got to make sure I'm mentally good. So it's something like how I refresh every drive.
Okay, there you go.
All right, so if he brings a lunchbox and a book next week, you know, and it has little snacks in there, maybe right. Has like a bologna sandwich or something.
Yeah,
like
and a that. Guitar.
And a guitar, yes, it would be perfect. I like the easel thing. That would be right. Perfect.
Painting,
maybe you could put a jigsaw puzzle together.
Right, painting him actually catching a ball, showing it to Jalen Hurts.
Hey, what do you think of this? Now, that would be funny.
Yeah.
Here was Jordan Love. Not much. Now, Green Bay had a ton of injuries. 20 of 33 for Love, 212, three picks. Why the struggles?
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there. And, just wasn't good enough.
In this game alone, they lost Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Elgin Jenkins, and Josh Myers. And then you had the defensive guys that went out of this game as well. It just seemed like every play someone was getting
hurt.
He had
his top receiver out.
Yeah,
the whole thing last
week. Philadelphia will be home for the winner of tonight's game between the Vikings and the Rams on Sunday, which we'll get to in a moment. But before we do that, we go to Orchard Park for the Bills and the Broncos. Denver got out to a great start. The 43-yard pass play and touchdown Bo Nix had. And then it was all Buffalo from that point forward.
Allen rolling out to his right, looking for somebody open. Nobody is. Has to throw it to the end zone for Ty Johnson, who makes a sliding catch in the end zone for a touchdown. Well, who would have expected that?
Well, I mean, if you're watching Johnson,
that was some play, man. And the fact that his feet did not touch out of bounds, you know,
and the official was all over it.
Yeah, he was.
Called it a touchdown. Yeah. Here was Sean McDermott. Boy, that was some play.
On Ty's touchdown, I was going, come on. Good. So the review was important right there, too, I know. Ty's just, he makes plays. You know, he makes plays. And Josh has a lot of trust in him, as you
saw. That's like the whole J.R. Smith shooting threes, no, yes type of deal. 31-7 was the final score. Allen threw for 272, two scores, also ran for 46 yards. He says, we all did the job today.
Ultimately, it's not the X's and O's, it's the Jimmys and Joes, and guys are ready to go. We got our rest, getting able to kind of not play everybody.
Last week in New England is what he's talking about. On the flip side for Denver, good season ends the way it did. Time of possession in this game, Buffalo almost 42 minutes, Denver just over 18 minutes. Total yards, Buffalo 471, Denver 226. And again, half of it came on that one drive, or a third of it. Here's Sean Payton. How did Bo Nix do in his first playoff game?
He hung in there. He battled. There's some third downs I'm sure he'll want back, some plays he'll want back. It's pretty tough to play that position when the opponent's rushing the ball the way they are. And you're not having the consistency.
And the first downs, too, to go along with all those stats we told you about. Buffalo, 26 first downs to Denver's 13. And so they advance, really, for what should be the game of the weekend. Buffalo taking on Baltimore Sunday night at 6:30. The Ravens, we know, advanced by just pummeling the Steelers on Saturday. And the score didn't really indicate the game. Here was Mike Tomlin afterwards, after his team lost in Baltimore, a very blunt assessment.
You know, we just weren't good enough, to be quite honest with you. We, you know, a drop here and there and things of that nature, man, when you're playing good people, it really gets highlighted. And we just weren't good enough.
And the quarterback position wasn't great either. What does he plan to do with it going forward?
Take a big picture approach. You know, I'm really assessing what happened today, man, and I'm certainly appreciative of their efforts tonight. But I can say that largely. For the entire season, they're three quality people at the quarterback position, man, and really appreciate what they poured into this.
And reports do say that he will be back
next
year.
No, the Steelers are not going to fire him.